A lot to talk about with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., joining us here on Brian & Company. David, good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. So what's the buzz this morning on... I got a lot of things to say about it myself, but what's the buzz on Kamala and the CNN interview with Dana Bash?
Yeah, she didn't hurt herself. She didn't help herself. The big question still is out there, and that is, can she woo the independents? The Democrats are going to vote for her. The Republicans aren't. The people in the middle are still trying to figure out who she is. Can they trust her and so on? I'm not sure last night did anything to move that ball either way.
Well, for me, when I look at this as objectively as I can, I don't understand why they're... When I watched and listened last... I listened to most of it this morning, but she needs to be doing more of it, not less. I don't understand why they are not putting her out there more. She needs to work on her game.
Yeah, she really does, because I was thinking, by doing it the way she did last night, she's focusing enormous amounts of attention on this one interview. And any reporter will tell you that, people, including Trump, when they do several interviews the way people normally do, sometimes they stumble, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. By focusing in on one interview, you're forcing us to dissect every word of that. And that's not what you want to do.
No. I don't understand.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah. And she's got all these Obama people. I don't really... Sometimes things are so obvious here from lonely little Farmington, Connecticut, and I don't.
Yeah.
Who are these people that advise her? I mean, I don't really get it.
No, I think part of it, and now this is part speculation, I mean, part of it is this. Her history being candid with the media is not good. I mean, she has a tendency to talk too much. She has a tendency to, as you saw last night, talk in generalities. And I think they're worried about that, or they're worried she'll say something that'll be tweeted and blogged forever. I mean, you saw last night, in many ways, the best and worst of her. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what she's going to do on day one. She never did answer that question.
Right.
And then this idea that my values haven't changed. Okay, you told me about your values on climate change and a few other things, but be more specific. What's in your gut? What's your political soul? I need to hear more of that. And I think, so that's why I say last night, we'll see what happens in the polling, but she's got to be out there more with the media.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's in a tough spot, too, because she talks about a new way forward, but yet she can't directly say something that President Biden's been doing is wrong. So it's an interesting needle to thread, because it's not like she's running and she's still present in the administration. You know what I mean? So it's a hard dynamic to balance. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian & Company. D.C. gets back to work next week, or is it even longer?
No, September 9th. Now, you wouldn't want him to rush back to work, would you? Even though September 30th is the end of the fiscal year and they haven't done anything. But no, they'll be back September 9th. And then they'll go into a panic about how they fund the government for the next year. And I suspect that'll come down to the wire. And whatever Friday that is before October 1st, you and I will be talking about, will there be a shutdown? So
is this always their calendar? I mean, I know we sort of make fun of it because it's easy to do, but are they working any more or less than when you started your career?
Less on several fronts. First of all, they tend to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Every now and then the House will come in Friday for a couple hours, but they're out of there by 11, 12 o'clock. It's much less. Used to be Monday through Friday. Used to be they'd leave in August, but not till August 8th, 10th, that kind of thing. And they'd come back right after Labor Day. And now it's, as you see, I mean, just they're not there. And why? There are several theories. One is they're home raising money. Another is that this way they're closer to the constituents. I don't know what the truth is, but they're working less in Washington.
You know, I don't know if this is a fair question, but if it's not, then I apologize. Because I know you cover a lot of stuff in North Carolina with McClatchy. You can go to McClatchy, D.C. I have some Republicans, you know, because I think it's really down to basically Arizona and Pennsylvania. But I have a lot of Republicans are saying, you know, they're still confident about places like North Carolina, but they're much more in play than ever. Are there any other states that we should be focusing on that we might not be?
Well, Georgia. Biden did win Georgia last time, and they do have two Democratic U.S. senators, and they got a governor, Brian Kemp, who, as you know, clashed with Trump over the 2020 results. And until recently, Trump was trashing him all the time. Now, he finally made up last week after Trump's advisors told him, look, you better stop it. But you see, Harris and Walz are doing a whole bus tour of Georgia this week. So, yeah, and just like North Carolina, they're banking on a couple of things. First of all, heavy turnout in the among black voters. They think that they'll be motivated this time. Second thing is you got a lot of people who will move to those states from other places, from the north, from the Midwest. So those two states seem to be in play.
Tulsi, who, I mean, I covered Tulsi in New Hampshire in 2020. I mean, nobody really believed she was a Democrat then. And then RFK Jr., I don't really know if he had a plan all along or not. Do these move the needle? I mean, it to trot them out as former Democrats supporting Trump, I think, is flimsy at best, but it's still, do they move the needle at all?
I don't think so. I know the pollsters are saying, yeah, maybe Kennedy moves the needle a tiny bit. You know, it's August, and I just think that if you were sort of an anti-establishment type, or I should say anti-incumbent type, you were going to vote for Trump anyway. Maybe you'd go to Kennedy, but I think Kennedy benefited, frankly, from the fact that his name was Kennedy, and he had a lot of money. But the people who were attracted to him were either the people disgusted with the Biden administration, or a lot of people out there don't like the two-party system, and they've been voting third party for years, for libertarians, for Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate. So the bottom line is, no, I don't think it makes a huge difference.
Anything else on your mind?
Well, yeah, politics. I mean, it's all politics right now. And the focus now and what we're looking at is the September 10th debate, which is only, less than 2 weeks away. So the buildup for that's already starting. What does Harris need to do? What does Trump need to do? Who might gain by that? And it all comes down to who can Harris look presidential? I mean, people... independents, I think, by and large, do respect her for what she's done, for her intelligence, for her record. But can they make that leap to see her as president? And that's what this debate will tell us. And it's almost an intangible.
Yeah.
It's almost 90 minutes of just getting a sense of her. So that's what we're going to be writing about. We're going to be talking to people about that next week. That's our focus.
You know, we just talked to Tim Malloy at Quinnipiac. He said more than 90% of people polled said they're going to watch it. And he said that he's never seen a number that high. It is
right.
It's going to be it's a big deal. And I the whole microphone thing is kind of funny how they've gone back and forth. I don't know what benefits who and or whatever, but I do think that people will be fixated on it. David, great job as always. Have a great weekend. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay. Have a nice Labor Day. And we'll do it again next Friday.